Good times, great music at 2NUR FM 103.7. Well, with a lot of the weather starting to warm up a bit, some of those really great festivals and activities start to make their way back towards the Hunter. And a really good one is happening at Karua on Saturday. It is the Karua Oyster and Timber Festival. And from the festival, one of the organisers, Tom Waller, joins us at the moment. Tom, thank you so much for your time. This is kind of really a celebration of all the things that are Karua, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it sure is. Good morning, Mark, and to everyone. It's become quite a big event for the community here in Karua.
All right, well, let's right off the bat, we'll deal with the oysters first. I mean, there will be the big oyster eating competition. How many are you good for, Tom, and will you be entering yourself?
No, I do like oysters, but no, I won't be entering the competition. We actually have three heats for the oyster eating competition, commencing around 11 o'clock. The times are a little bit fluid, but approximately 11 o'clock, the first heat of the oyster eating competition will commence. People need to get their names in as early as possible, from probably around 9 o'clock. If they can get their names in for the actual competition, would be good.
All right, sounds pretty good. And we can watch everyone go through that. And then as the heats become the finals, I'm guessing a champion will be crowned. Look, and again, it's not just that side of things. I mean, there's the wood style, there's the timber festival part of it as well. And a lot of great wood chopping events. So a great workout for those that will be on the axes.
Yeah, definitely. The wood chopping has been a great part of the festival for a number of years, from what I'm told. This is my first year involvement with the festival. But, yeah, the wood chopping has been going for quite some time and is really supported by all the New South Wales Axemen's Associations. And I'm sure they look forward to it every year. And it's quite a competitive competition with trophies and that at the end. So, yeah, we look forward to that. It should be a great day for the wood choppers, I think.
All right. I won't ask you how good you are on the axe, Tom, but I'm sure that's something we definitely need to leave to the more experienced ones. Now, one of the other things on the event that's kind of got my curiosity a little bit is the Great Karua Duck Race. What's this one all about?
Okay. We have 500 yellow rubber ducks, basically like the little ducks that the kids have in their bath. But, yeah, these are particularly weighted racing ducks. And we have 500 in a large barrel, which are tipped off the Karua Bridge into the river with the outgoing tide. And obviously, yeah, we have boats and a finishing line just past the jetty there at Longworth Park. So we have a first and a second prize for the ducks that first pass the line. Our first prize being $500, $300 for second, and $200
for third. I'll tell you what, that's
not bad. We've got 500 to sell, so we'll have about 250 on the day. We've sold quite a few already, but we'll have quite a few, about 250 on the day at the Oval to sell on the day.
All right, sounds pretty good. And, of course, on top of that, all the fun of the fair. I mean, a whole stack of market stalls, around 40-odd there, and you'll get some food and something to drink as well. And
yeah, we have the food stalls and novelty stalls. We also have some kids' fun activities, sack races, football passing competition, egg and spoon racing. We've got show bags. We've got lots of show bags on the day, so the kids will be able to get them. The kids' events are quite popular as well.
A good old-fashioned fair and a lot of good fun to be had on Saturday. Tom, we'll let you go and put the finishing touches on it. It sounds like it'll be a fantastic day.
Can I just mention a couple of our sponsors, particularly the Karua Community RSL, which is one of our major sponsors on the day, a big supporter of the festival every year. Also, Port Stephens Council contributes a lot. Nikki at Port Stephens Council is a great supporter, again, of the festival. And just in regard to the oysters, Latitude 31 here in Karua, Ryan, they'll be supplying all the oysters for the competition and for sale on the day.
All right, a really good day on the way. Tom, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your support. Thanks.
From the Karua Oyster and Timber Festival, that's Tom Waller there. Again, a great day, a whole lot of stuff happening on Saturday, and we have all the details for you on our events calendar. You'll find that at our website, 2NURFM.com.au.